Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. The Reverend Doug Gribenaw is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk?" And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him. And he said to them, 'O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going further, and they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took the bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Did not our hearts burn with us while we talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?' And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered, saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon.' Then they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. 'O Lord, have mercy on us.'" Alleluia, Christ is risen from the dead.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
You get a little bit thrown off, and then you just start wandering into the weeds, right? Although, let's not wrong, we have an advocate with the Father. And Jesus is the propitiation for our sin. It was for our sin, for our iniquity, for our unbelief, that Jesus suffered and died. For our justification is raised. But that unbelief is the challenging part. I've often felt that perhaps my favorite prayer in Scripture is, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." Help my unbelief, because it is hard to believe in miracles. And over the last 2 weeks or so, as I've heard of what our Lord has done in his journey to Golgotha, more than once I thought to myself, if this happened today, I would be convinced he is a crazy man, one to be avoided at all costs, turning over the tables, yelling at people, whipping things out, talking about tearing down temples and building them up. It is unbelievable. But this unbelief is not just a challenge we have today. especially we who live after the Enlightenment, when we try to explain away, quite literally, God. Even these two disciples struggle to believe the miracle of the resurrection. They who had witnessed the miracles that Jesus had performed, he who was mighty in deed and word before God and all people. Even still, Cleopas couldn't bring himself to say Jesus was the Messiah, Jesus was the Christ, he was the one. No, he was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. In his sorrow, in his unbelief, we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. That pregnant pause, but I guess not. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning. They did not find his body. They came back saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. But who can believe the testimony of women? That would be the first century. I can't believe that. Not only is it a miracle, but it's from these women. And then they went out and nobody saw Jesus. Yeah, the body's gone, but nobody saw him. It couldn't be that the very things that he has said to us, the proofs that he has given beforehand, those mighty deeds of word and word, could be true. Unbelief is not a new challenge even for them. Recall, even as Moses was seemingly delayed, if you will, atop Mount Zion. The people who had just been delivered from slavery in Egypt, 10 plagues, the Passover, parting of the Red Sea, fire and the smoke on the mountain. At the base of this mountain, they fashioned a calf, a golden calf. Now, unbelief is a pernicious, wicked thing. All too often, we convince ourselves that we can overcome this unbelief just by sheer force of will, or by explaining it, dissecting it, understanding it with our minds. But we cannot, by our own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ our Lord and come to him. Because it is not our work to do. The Holy Spirit, he gives us this gift of faith. It is he who calls us by the gospel, enlightens us with his gifts, and sanctifies us and keeps us in the true faith. It is he who opens our eyes in the word and the sacrament. Because our faith is not just a matter of thinking. We're just desiring so much to believe. It is a real and incarnational thing. It is an experiential thing. It is a lived thing. Our Lord did not just open the curtains of heaven and say, "Hey, by the way, I am God. Listen to me." He came down as incarnate flesh and bone to join with creation, to assume our humanity into himself. By his death and resurrection, it be redeemed. We who have borne that image of God, corrupted in the fall, by the water of baptism joined to him, that image is being restored, renewed. The work of the Holy Spirit begun in your baptism to be brought to completion on that last day. Our faith is not just a matter of a spiritual resurrection. As if the body, the flesh, accounts for nothing, and it's just this ghost, this phantasm walking about and talking and speaking to the disciples. No, these are feet resurrected feet walking on the road with them, walking through the sorrow, the unbelief, sitting with them to break bread. The matter that restores our bodies, as he gives the matter, the word that restores our souls. Our Lord lives, and he comes to us physically, continually coming until that last day, though our reason and our strength may not see it as so. All too often, our eyes, like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, our eyes are concealed and hidden from seeing him until he reveals himself in the word. In his people gathered together in a place to hear his word, to receive his promises, and to lay hold of the very body and blood of our crucified and resurrected Lord. For the bread that we eat, is it not the body of our Lord Jesus? And the wine that we drink, the cup, is that not the blood of our crucified and resurrected Lord Jesus? No, he reveals himself in the place that it pleases him to be, in the word and in the sacrament. And we wait then to behold with our eyes and with all our senses indeed the full glory of our Lord on that last day. For until he comes again in glory, we are like Cleopas and his companion on a road that is to the left and the right filled with sorrow and unbelief and doubt. But on this road, on this way, the name that was even used of the Christian faith in the earliest days, our Lord walks with us, opening our hearts to see him in the scriptures, in every page, every drip of ink. The Holy Spirit he's given us to recall to mind his glories, his promises, miracles that he has done and continues to do each day, and to nourish and feed us on that road with his own body and his most precious blood, to sustain us as we walk, even with joy to say, the Lord has risen indeed and has appeared each of us in the place where he shall be found, in his holy church, in the word, in the sacrament. Alleluia! Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia!
Happy Easter.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.